Now, we've been featuring on the radio show recently a lot about the disinvestment by the Church of England in Caterpillar, i.e. it's going to sell its shares. Unfortunately, today we heard that the Ethical Committee within the Church of England has said that it doesn't want to sell its shares. We're speaking to Joe Zakuni, who's a campaigner from War on Want, who was leading the campaign to put pressure on the Church of England to disinvest. Hello, Joe, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
So how do you feel about this?
Well, generally, we're extremely disappointed by the decision of the Ethical Investment Advisory Group. But you have to remember that this advisory group, they're just they're financial advisors to the Church of England, but there's still been a vote that's gone through from the whole synod, which was backed by the Archbishop Rowan Williams, that has already called for the divestment from Caterpillar. So basically what we want is we want the church to reject the advice of the financial advisors and to honour the synod vote that's already gone through, which is includes all the members of the church. The Ethical Advisory Group, what they're doing is they're deciding not to divest, and instead they're calling for constructive engagement with the company. And this is the same company that hasn't even engaged with the UN, despite the fact that the UN has singled the company out for its human rights abuses.
I heard on Radio 4 this morning that the Church of England said they would carry on investing in Caterpillar, providing they didn't sell any more bulldozers to Israel. How can they prove that?
Well, the Church of England itself hasn't made that decision. This is what the advisory group is saying. And apparently they've had meetings with Caterpillar, where the company has claimed not to be selling bulldozers anymore. If that is the case, then the company needs to come out with some kind of statement where it states that clearly. And the thing is, if you look at since this first intifada, Caterpillar bulldozers are still being used to destroy thousands of homes, to destroy agricultural land and infrastructure. So they're still involved in human rights abuses up until today. And I think there is clear evidence that shows that this company is complicit in human rights abuses. And the bottom line is that the Church of England shouldn't be investing in companies that are destroying homes and that are violating international law. And the Bishop of Jerusalem has spoken up about this and the urgency for the Church of England to withdraw its £2.2 million worth of shares held in Caterpillar. He's actually going to be speaking tonight in London. It's All Hallows on the Wall, which is the address is 83 London Wall, which is in East London. It'll be near to Liverpool Street. And here he's going to point out that Palestinian civil society is calling out for divestment from Caterpillar, and they know all too well the destruction that this company has wreaked on their communities.
What about Iraq? I mean, Caterpillar is still selling bulldozers for use in Iraq for similar practices as is in Palestine.
I mean, Caterpillar makes no secret of the fact that it's an arms company. It's got a website called Caterpillar Defence. And as you said, it's sold its bulldozers and wheel loaders, which are used as either military weapons or to assist military operations, both to Iraq and to Afghanistan. So, and the Church of England's own investment policy states that they can't invest in arms companies or in weapons platforms. And Caterpillar bulldozers, they're armed with grenade launchers, so they clearly constitute a weapons platform.
So what next for the War on Want campaign?
Well, basically, the campaign will continue. The decision hasn't yet been made by the church commissioners to not divest, and we still need to put pressure on that decision to go through. I don't want to speculate too much, but there are other things that we will be able to do even if the church doesn't follow through. There's a coalition of around 15 groups, which includes War on Want, Amos Trust and Friends of Seville, and they're asking for church parishes to withdraw their money from Caterpillar, which they can do separately if they don't agree with the decision that goes through. And Stephen Sizer is playing a very key role in this, and he's already, in an interview with the Jerusalem Post, pointed out that his parish has I think it's £250,000 invested in Caterpillar through the larger investment that the church has, and that he would be actually willing to withdraw those shares if the decision goes against us.
So
and you can still follow all of these in the latest information at waronwants.org/caterpillar. And we'll continue sending a message to the church that investment in companies that are profiting from the occupation is just simply unacceptable.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.